Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A second vaccine for the coronavirus could soon be available for emergency use in the U.S. NPR's Joe Palca reports a panel of independent experts are meeting today to advise the Food and Drug Administration on whether to authorize the shots.
The vaccine is made by the biotech company Moderna and is very similar to the one FDA granted emergency use authorization to last week. Moderna enrolled some 30,000 volunteers in a study to judge the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. The company reports the vaccine was more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19. While many volunteers suffered unpleasant side effects after getting the vaccine, including sore arms, headaches, and fever, for the most part these went away in 1 or 2 days. FDA scientists have done their own evaluation of Moderna's vaccine. The advisory panel provides an extra level of scrutiny to make sure regulators didn't miss anything important. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The number of coronavirus infections continues to surge in many parts of the United States. Public health officials say cases have increased by about 30% over the past 2 weeks. Will Stone reports a handful of states are attributing that increase to the Thanksgiving travel period.
It's still too soon to say if the country saw a big spike of cases related to holiday travel and gatherings. There are signs that happened in some states, including Pennsylvania, New York, and Texas, to name a few. But there are communities where COVID-19 infections did not seem to increase because of the holiday. With cases so widespread, experts say it may be hard to know the full impact for some time.
Will Stone reporting. A powerful winter storm continues to make its way through the mid-Atlantic and the northeastern United States. Nearly 2 feet of snow fell in parts of Pennsylvania, and it's creating hazardous roadways. Tyler Pratt from member station WLVR reports.
In central PA, state police say a highway pileup involving 30 to 60 cars resulted in multiple injuries and at least 2 deaths. Crews across the Commonwealth are working to clear roads. In eastern Pennsylvania, public works officials like Allentown's Craig Messinger are telling people not to travel, even if the sun is out this morning.
Do not even think you're going to be able to get on the roadway at that point in time. We have a lot of work to go yet.
State emergency management officials say the day after a big snowfall, as people try to recover from the storm, can be a busy one for ERs and have expressed concern about burdening the healthcare system, which is already stretched thin, treating patients with COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Tyler Pratt in Allentown.
Stocks across Asia traded mostly higher today. Japan's Nikkei average rose 49 points. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says additional coronavirus relief funding from the federal government is needed to give the economy a much-needed boost. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Congress appears to be close to reaching an agreement on the next relief bill.
Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, said last night he thinks they're going to get there. And Powell says there does seem to be bipartisan agreement that some kind of help is necessary. The Fed chairman pointed to the millions of people who are still out of work, the long lines we've seen at food pantries, and the many small businesses that are just hanging on by a thread.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. The nation's largest veterans groups are asking President Trump to remove the Secretary of the VA. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, the official is coming under fire over his handling of a sexual assault case.
The 6 largest congressionally chartered veteran service organizations have asked that Secretary Robert Wilkie be removed from office. They cite an inspector general's report that found Wilkie and his senior staff tried to discredit a Navy veteran who alleged she was sexually assaulted at the Washington, D.C. VA. The report found that the VA's response to the allegation focused more on trying to sow doubt about the alleged victim than addressing the widespread problem of sexual harassment of female veterans at VA facilities nationwide. Wilkie has denied smearing the Navy veteran, but the IG reported that he and his staff refused to cooperate fully with the investigation. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington.